Welcome to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast.
Hey, it's Sally, and because you can never have enough Kinkle Fritz and Friends, here's some highlights.
Dealing with a little bit of depression or maybe feeling melancholy, something you can do. It's Kinkle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We found this research. This is secular research, and I just love it when that proves the Bible.
Yes.
They suggest write a 2-minute email or text praising or thanking a different person each day. And that'll help you. So getting your eyes and mind off of you onto somebody else helps.
Interesting.
I like that. Yeah. You've got to be intentional, though.
You mean you have to do it?
You have to do it.
Yes. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Another one, it said make a gratitude jar. Anytime something good happens, just write it down and then fold it up in a piece of paper, stick it in the jar. It's a visual cue as to what to be grateful for as that jar gets fuller and fuller.
Gratitude changes things?
It does.
What?
Being thankful.
Like, wow. Counting those blessings.
Yeah, so we got two different ways. Being grateful and gratitude can help you. So yeah, if you got something you do that helps you get out of that funk, does it involve gratitude? Does it involve helping others? What is it? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326.
Well, my husband thinks I stink.
What? Family Life Radio. It's Kinkle Fritz and Friends with you. What are you talking about?
All right. If you're married, maybe you've had a misunderstanding in the house. I went to get groceries the other day, came in with the stuff, and I went into the other room, and my husband was putting some things away, and I come back in, and he said, honey, is your deodorant not working anymore?
What?
I was really perplexed, and I was like, what? And he said, are people at work complaining? I said, what are you talking about? He was like, do people think that you smell bad? Or like, what? And I'm like, I don't understand what you're talking about. And he said, well, I don't understand why you had to get this huge package of deodorant wipes. Like, what's going on? And I said, okay, did you look carefully at the package of the deodorant wipes that you're holding? And he looked down and he went, oh, they're for the dogs. I said, yes, they're for the dogs. It was to wipe the dogs down when they come in from outside because it's all like gross and hot and they stink when they come in. He thought that I'd gotten a big package of deodorant wipes for myself, and he was very worried that like people at work were telling me I smelled bad.
That's awesome. All right, it's time for little laughs. Little kids telling their jokes at 888-888-9976. We do allow dads to come through if we don't get little laughers. So if we got a dad joke out there, we'll let it slide. But yeah, especially if your children are under 15, have them give us a call. And who is this?
Hi, I'm Chloe Grant.
You're
Hi.
Chloe?
Yeah, I've got a joke for you.
How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
Nine years old.
Wow, you're a young comedian.
I know, you're on your way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you hear that confidence? All right, let's hear your joke.
Why couldn't the skunk pay for the gift he bought?
Why couldn't the who?
Skunk pay for the gift he bought.
Why couldn't the skunk pay for the gift he bought?
Well, you know, Wolfie. I'm thinking skunks. What's their main source of income? Do they have money? You know, they
stink a lot.
They just smell up the place. No. I don't know. Why? How come?
He only had 1 cent, and it was bad.
All right. You have a little laugher? We got to hear from them. 888-888-9976. Send us those bad-smelling jokes. Hey, we want to hear your good news. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. But you said something just happened that's awesome over the weekend?
Just been on a 3-day canoe trip for our church, you know, and several people on that trip were clean and sober for the first time in their lives, and they're going to remember that trip, and it is just such a joy.
Wow. Oh. That is awesome. Obviously, you've got quite the outreach going on if you've got some people that are involved that, you know, and the church, we would say, maybe cleaned up yet. So That's pretty cool.
The church is really accepting recovering alcoholics and addicts and really doing a great job with it.
That is, I love
fantastic.
That. That is amazing.
Yes.
These guys are just like coming alive after being dead for years, you know?
That's cool. How exciting. Well, that had to have been a thrill.
Oh, my goodness. You can't get any better high than that.
Yep. You're right. There ain't no high like the most high.
Absolutely.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan St. Cyr. By supporting Family Life Radio, you are supporting the artists who make the music you love. You are the reason behind what we do. Thank you.
Thank you for making hope possible. You can give safely and simply at myflr.org.
So I noticed something on the 4th of July when we were lighting off fireworks. Not a lot of people were doing fireworks.
Huh. Yeah.
Let me put it this way. In our neighborhood, we have a home show that goes on. All the neighbors get together, pool their fireworks for one big, huge, crazy, chaotic. All the kids are lighting them and the adults are just sitting there watching this, you know. We were the only family to purchase fireworks.
Oh. Wow. That's different.
I didn't ask because I thought it was more appropriate to ask on the radio. Then they could overhear me asking on the radio instead of them personally.
Yeah.
No, I forgot to ask. But yeah, I'm just curious. I'm wondering, is this a sign of the economy?
Oh.
Don't need to spend money on that?
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
I don't know the answer to that.
I did notice a lack of them compared to last year. It was just a little sporadic smattering
thing
of them. Every time I fell asleep, actually, one would go off. from one house, yeah. But last year,
right,
right, exactly.
So much better than a constant stream where
yes.
you might be able to fall asleep to that.
Yeah.
Every once in a while when you doze off, yeah. Bang!
It was like, hey, she might be asleep now, let's do it. But yeah, I did notice there were quite a few because there was a lot of ruckus last year, and this year it was just, I think it was one house near us that did it, and nobody else did.
I don't get it. What's going on?
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, so I'm just curious, did you curtail your home festivity? Did it not happen? And is that why, or was there another reason you're just not into it? Did you go to a
public
display?
That's an interesting observation, maybe.
Yeah. Let us know. 888-888-9976. So I noticed something on the 4th of July. Not as many people were lighting off fireworks. Why is that? What could have been the issue? Bree is with us. What do you think?
It's interesting that you bring it up because we have a bunch of college friends, and every year we have a tradition of hosting them for fireworks on 4th of July. And I've adamantly been trying to meet my neighbors the last year of living here, but they have not everyone is super interested, you know, with COVID and things like that. But it was so crazy because we were one of the few people who divvied up and purchased fireworks. And the neighborhood kids come running down, like, can we please join you? And so, because they couldn't afford to go buy them.
So that's why.
They end up kind of inviting themselves down to do it with us.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I thought it was kind of a blessing in disguise with the whole, you know, economy thing and everything going on in the world. And it gave us a good opportunity to, like, meet our neighbors a little bit. So I just thought, what a great, like, silver lining in that situation. Yeah, the economy's just been so crazy. People are probably just prioritizing family and food.
Family and food are more important.
Yeah.
Well, I would agree with that.
Yes.
Now, when I was 10 years old, no. I'd love to know this. Your children's reaction to old school technology. So this is what happened. Do we know how old she is?
Like 10.
A 10-year-old child found her mother's cassette tape. We have the... she started recording. Mom was wise enough to go, okay, this is going to be good. So she hit record. This is what happened. Here we go.
It looks like some ancient history storyteller.
Ancient history. Ancient history. This is a cassette tape. This is how we used to listen to music. You're dead serious. You don't know what this is.
No. It looks like you shake it or something. So, like, you, like, pull it or something?
No, you have to put it in the cassette player.
It's an ancient history storytelling device.
Well, I think what's most hurtful about that is she's not wrong.
That's true. There's music on there and ancient stories. And
it's a dagger to the heart right there.
Right.
It's ancient part that hurt.
I know.
Yeah.
You way back in the 1900s.
Cassette and record the radio. Remember that?
I do.
You know what's funny is as a kid, I always tried to not record the DJ.
Yes.
And now I'm so upset. No. I'm like, why didn't I record the DJ? I'm a DJ. So I got to know, what else have your children found of yours or not quite understood the technology? What was it? We got to hear. 888-888-9976. You can call us on that ancient talking device, the phone.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
What is bringing you joy? Call us right now, 888-888-9976. Amy's with us. Tell us what's going on.
We've had a rough year. My little girl has leukemia. This month marks the 1 year of her diagnosis. And so we got in touch with Make-A-Wish to see if we could get her wish approved to go to Disney World. And they approved it, and we're going in 2 weeks.
Hey! Oh, that's great news. Wow. Yes. How fun is that? But now I want to know, how is she doing?
She's doing better. She's in remission. God has really been healing her, and she's only 3 years old.
Oh.
But through this, she's always told us when we were sad going through this the first year that God's got this, mommy, that my hair will grow back, mommy. Like, she's just helped me keep my face through this whole thing. And she wakes up smiling, goes to bed smiling. She's just a very happy little girl.
And a sweetheart.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And now she gets to meet the big ears.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. We're so happy for you.
Thank you. You guys have a blessed day.
You too.
You too.
Maybe something in your past has been holding you back. It's Kankle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. You know, Misty found this and I thought, wow, I think this is accurate, even though they aren't the words of Jesus. But what if Jesus was saying, don't be so hard on yourself. I can bring good even out of your mistakes. You know, our finite minds, they tend to look backward, longing to undo the stuff that we've come to regret. But what if he is saying, release your mistakes into my hands. Trust that I can bring beauty out of all your mistakes. Just trust me and watch to see what I will do. It just reminds me, we are all goofed up individuals.
Mm-hmm.
He completes us. But it's almost like when you read the Bible, you see that our mistakes are built into his plan in a way.
Yeah. He knew that Misty was going to be a complete ditz along the way in many, many instances, and that she was going to make a lot of missteps.
Right. But it is true, like Romans 8:28, that God can make all things to work together for the good. And if that's the case, that even that foul up, that thing that you did, God can make good come out of it. Mm-hmm. So hope that encourages you today. I sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about the morning show, you can go to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kankle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.